Those that are here for the fire, those that are here for the wind. Okay, I think we're too comfortable. Let's come up to the front. Yeah, okay, a little challenge. Here we go. And then we'll pray. We've got our dancers.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, God, that you're here tonight, ready to worship, ready to receive worship. We're here to worship you. You alone are high above every other principality, every other power, any government. High above, you are sovereign. You're gracious, you're loving, you're powerful, you're omniscient, you're omnipresent, you're omnipotent. Thank you, Father. You are the all in all. We come before you to worship you tonight. We know you're an awesome God, and we're going to worship you as an awesome God. No standing back. No settling. We're going to be radical in our worship tonight. We're going to open up our hearts to you. We're going to believe. We're going to receive as we worship. Worship is good for us. Worship is good for us as we worship you as the high and above, greater and greater. The name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Every knee, every tongue. If we volunteer, that's best. You are the highest name. You're the highest tower where we can run to safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe, safe. Safe. Father, each one here tonight needs to be safe, safe, safe. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We come before you. We can't wait to worship you. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven up above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God.
In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out of Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten.
Our God is an awesome God.
Ha, ha.
The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done.
When Satan prowls like a roaring lion, he's just a toothless pussycat. In the presence of the Lion of Judah,
roar!
The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done. The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done.
Ha 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 ha.
The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done.
Lying signs and wonders, like magic juju voodoo.
In the presence of the Lion of Judah,
lying signs and wonders,
like magic juju voodoo. In the presence of the Lion of Judah,
roar!
The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done. Ha 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 ha. The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done.
Sickness, disease, and injury,
attacks on the child of God.
But in the presence of the Lion of Judah,
roar!
The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done. Ha, 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 ha. The enemy is done.
Hey!
The enemy is done.
False religion, idols, witchcraft.
Bondage on the lost and blind. But in the presence of the Lion of Judah. The enemy is done.
He's finished. He's finished. He is overcome. In the presence of the Lion of Judah. In the presence of the Lion of Judah. Yes, Lord. Make it true. Make it true in us, Lord. How awesome are your works through the greatness of your power. Your enemies submit themselves to you. How awesome are your words through the greatness of your power. Your enemies submit themselves to you. And praise your name. Praise your name. And all the earth shall worship you. Praise your name. Praise your name. How awesome are your works. Great.
deserve all the praise, all the glory, forevermore, forevermore. Worship you, worship you. I will worship only you, Lord. I don't want to build my own little kingdom. I want to worship you. Let you be the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the great I am, my one and sovereign God. Don't want to build my own little kingdom. I want to live for your kingdom, oh God. Don't want to be a rich young ruler. I want to be with you. I want to know you and tell the world about your powerful Son. Oh, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Son of God. You are Jesus, Jesus, Son of God. I've come out of the pig pen. I've headed to my Father's arms. I've come out of the pig pen. I've headed home, and you run out to me, you run out to me. You throw your arms around me, give me a staff, a ring, shoes, and a robe. Oh, you run out to me, you run out to me. Your son or daughter, run out to me and welcome me home. Jesus, Jesus, you made a way for me to come home. I'm sitting at the banqueting table. The Father says to you, come closer to me, you're too far away at the banqueting table. Don't take a seat at the end of the table. Take a seat next to me so I can tell you how much I love you for eternity. Yes, I will tell you how much you're treasure to me. Come closer, come closer, so you can hear my voice, so you can hear my whisper. I'm for you, I'm not against you. I'm with you, I'm for you. Come closer to your Father, to your Father's heart. Come closer to your Father's heart. You've been gone too long. You've been gone too long. Come closer. You've been gone too long. You've been gone too long. Come and fellowship with me at my table. Father's arms. Welcome into your Father's arms. I've been waiting for you with my Father's arms.
exalt the Lord our God.
Our God. my sin. Now I can come in to the heavenly throne. Call me your friend. How can that be? Lord, don't you know my past? Even today I failed you. Even today I'm not as close as I want to be. As close as I want to be. But you call me friend. You call me son. You call me ambassador of you, of your kingdom. How can that be? It's so high above me. How can that be? That you call me friend. You call me friend. Sacrifice on Calvary. That's why I worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. I lift your name so high, higher than any mountain, higher. Atmosphere. Your name is worthy, Jesus. To me, you had to reveal yourself to me so long ago, but it seems like yesterday I was bowing before you, the first time I've ever bowed. I gave you my heart, I received your grand forgiveness. Come and live in me. trembling child and to a warrior born. My destiny, no more a trembling child. You've turned me into a warrior for my destiny. For my destiny, each one here can be the same. You're no respecter of persons. Come close to the mighty one. Come close to the forgiving one. Come close, come close. Exalt the Lord of Lords. Exalt the King of Kings. Take the robe, the staff, and the ring, the shoes and the ring. Put them on, wear them proudly. Represent your the heavy side of the yoke. I wasn't created for burdens. I'm not wired for them. Gotta give them over to you. Cast my care upon you because you care for me. That's the way it's gotta be. Here's my burdens, I cry out. Here's my cares, I give a shout to you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. I can't carry them no more, anymore, anymore, anymore. I can't carry them anymore, anymore, anymore. They're too heavy for me. Take them on your side, Jesus, your side.
Need someone to come up on the mic and just empty your heart before the Lord. Just worship Him on the mic. Who is sensing that? Who will come and do that? Empty your heart before the Lord on the mic to encourage all of us, to lift all of us up. Don't wait too long. If your heart is beating hard, it's probably you. How to use a mic will help you. Who is it? Who is it? Here's the mic. Who's going to worship the Most High God? Empty your heart out. Be vulnerable. Be vulnerable.
He's brought me, you know, through everything, and you know, just every morning going out and reading the Bible all morning long, and you know, just everything he's done for me this long. So, you know, I just thank the Lord for that. Thank everybody here at Frontline for being here, and you know, Pastor Bill and Peter, Troy. Everybody, Lawrence, you know, Rachel, you know, so, amen to that.
Yes, amen, Lord. He made it easy for you. Who else? Who else?
You're so worthy of praise. I can't even hold it back. You are so great and marvelous, Lord. You're so kind. You're so kind, and you're faithful to your word. The things that you've promised us, Lord, you do. The things that you've spoken to us, you do, and you are doing. Thank you, God. Lord, I honor your name. I honor your name. Thank you, Lord, that you take us where we're at. You take us where we're at, Lord, and you love us right there. Your love is what leads us to repentance. Lord, what else can we do but lay ourselves before the one who created us? So, Lord, I love you, and I praise you, and I worship you. I adore you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your kindness and your gentleness, your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for being a father to us, Lord. Thank you that you've given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Worship you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yes. Because we've come before you to worship and adore you, to give you all the glory, Lord, the highest honor we have in our hearts for you. Worship the King, worship our Savior,
worship the Lord, the Lamb who was sacrificed. Here we are, just your little children. Turn us into mighty warriors for your kingdom, for your kingdom. We are weak, but you are strong.
Carter!
they go out of tune. You play them that hard, they go out of tune. Good dancing. Woo! Now we got some more. I don't think they're done dancing. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. River coming down, listen to the sound. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. Listen to the sound. River coming down. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound of the river. Listen to the sound of the river. River flowing down. Listen to the sound of the river. I can hear the sound.
Sound. It's the river coming down, river.
your spiritual ears to the river coming down, river coming down. It can be a whisper in your spirit. It's the Spirit speaking to you in a whisper. He can shout, or he can shout. Put your spiritual antenna up and catch the flow of the Spirit now. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. River coming down. Listen to the sound of the river. Your spiritual ears. The river coming down has a beautiful sound. Open up your spiritual eyes. Open up your spiritual eyes. River coming down. Open up your spiritual. Nice and quiet, listen to the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit. I didn't say silent, I just said quieter. Listen to the Spirit. Woo! Listen to the Spirit. You see, the song isn't just for fun. He wants to speak to you, son or daughter. He wants to tell you sweet, sweet secrets. You're supposed to be listening to the Spirit right now. He will speak to you nice and loud if you'll listen with your spiritual ear. We talk about encounters here. It's more about encounters there in the throne room, where the Spirit is in abundance manifest. You can go there right now. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. You can ascend to heaven in the Spirit. I've been there. Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you. He can heal your sins. He can heal your problems if you'll go to Him. Go to Him. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. Listen to the sound of the river. Listen to the sound of the river. your spiritual ears, you can get some. Come right now before the King and bow down. I hear the voice of the Spirit as I go through every day. I'm dependent. I don't feel very powerful. I'm no one special. You can hear the Spirit each day, guiding your moves, guiding your decisions, guiding your life. That's the sound of the river coming down when you hear the Spirit and His wonderful sound within yourself. He can live in your temple. He could choose any beautiful building in the world, but He chooses you to live in. Holy Spirit can live in you. You can be His temple. How do you prepare for such a resident? How do you prepare for such a guest? Open up your heart to the Spirit and bow down. Humble yourself before the living God. Humble yourself before the living God. He's here for you. If you come to the Spirit, right now you can speak to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Come. I need a close relationship with You. My life is dry. It needs living water, living water. I'm a desert inside my heart. You need living water. I'm a desert inside my heart. You need the river. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. Can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. Listen to the sound. 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 Listen to the sound of the river. Don't look at us on the stage. Look inside at where you stand with your Father, with Jesus Christ. The Spirit's coming down, oh, He's coming down. Can you hear Him, Spirit coming down? Yes, He's coming down. Can you feel Him? He is in the room tonight. He is speaking your name. Jesus is in heaven praying for you to come connect with Him by the Spirit. The Spirit's inside. If you know Him, He's praying too. He's praying too. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming down. I can hear the sound of the river coming. It's coming, coming, coming down. Coming, coming down. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound.
listen to the sound. River coming down. Listen to the sound of the river. Holy Spirit, you're speaking to each one here. You are drawing near. We need your power and your presence forever. It can start right now. It can start right now. It can start right now. You can listen to the sound. Yes, Lord. Father, we need you. Father, we need you. We want to raise up your name, Lord. We don't even know what our name is. If we know you, if we've invited you inside to pay for our sin for eternity, Lord, we have a new name. No longer is my name Bill. I love it. I'm sure I have a biblical name. You would not give me a name that's not biblical in heaven. No longer am I off the list. William doesn't even qualify. I have a new name in heaven. And each person here that's received Jesus inside has a new name too. And he's calling you by that name tonight. With the river coming, the Holy Spirit rising up, he's coming to you. It's not just flowing around somewhere else. It's coming to you. He may be speaking your new name. If you don't know him, you need to receive him and find out what that name is. If you do know him, see if he'll reveal it to you. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it's a kind of a fun conversation. You're a new creature in Christ if you know Jesus. No one wants to be an old creature. We want to be a new creature. Yes, Lord. You're the lover of our soul. Jesus, so lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon that rock, and now I know I love you, I need you. And though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until
Savior. You're my closest friend.
He loves to hear it. He flows in with strength to fill you up. To fill you up. It's such a great thing. I never want to think that I'm somebody special, God, except to you. You've made me a son when I deserve to be somewhere in the servant's quarters. But you brought me into the main house, gave me a seat at your table, seat at your banqueting table. I know I keep
saying it, but I have a picture in my heart of you beckoning to me. Come closer, son. Come closer, Bill. I've got a better name for you. Come closer to my heart so you can hear of my love for you and the nations. But right now it's about you, Bill. You need more of me. You need more of me. Don't you see I died on the cross for you? To bring you here into this room, coming closer to my heart. I've been calling you home, and now you're here. Don't miss this moment, don't miss this moment. This is your time to draw closer, whatever that means in your life. To draw closer, whatever that means in your life. I will worship you, Lord. I will worship you while you do heavy lifting inside my heart. I've got some burdens, God, I need you to take. I'm casting all my care upon you. Care upon you again. It was just 5 minutes ago I did the very thing, but I thought of some more. I thought of some more, Lord. I will worship you. I will worship you. This is my desire to honor you. Lord, with all of my heart, I worship you. I worship you, oh Lord. All I have within me, I give.
Hi. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I wake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my
speaking to your heart tonight, it might be time to do some business. Maybe you've been away from him for a while, or maybe you never knew how to get close to him, but you are feeling his presence tonight. He's coming close to you tonight, and he's wooing you, he's romancing you into a relationship with him, a deeper relationship. It's time to bow your heart. It's time to say, I'm yours. Lord, I'm yours. Maybe you've been playing some games. Maybe you think you had a relationship in the past with him, but right now in this moment, it seems like it's pretty faded memory. Then it's time to be refreshed. Repentance means I come before you and I admit I am totally wrong, Lord. And the Bible says, Acts 3:19, that'll bring refreshing to you. You would think you'd feel condemnation because he's bringing conviction. But no, he says if you repent, if you turn around and go for me 100%. I'll bring you refreshing. You'll be refreshed with living water in your desert. Any desert place in your heart will be filled with living water. So talk to him. Talk to him. We've said he says he's your friend. Talk to your friend. He says he's your Lord. Also talk to him as Lord. He can be both. Speak to him in your heart. If it comes out in your lips, even better. You'll realize you're actually talking to him if it's on your lips. Your tongue is moving. Do some business. God, I'm here to bow before you. I'm here to give you my whole life. Maybe I thought I did that, but in this moment, it's not enough. It's not enough. I have to give you more. I have to add to it by giving you worship and praise. And Lord, help me tell people about you. I've never done it. Not really. A couple of people that were already talking about you, I joined in. Now I'm going to tell them what a wonderful Savior you are, what an incredible Redeemer you are. You are the God of 700 names and titles in the Bible and unlimited in heaven. What more do you need? What other person do you need? There's no person that has 700 names and titles that he can activate for every need you have. Jehovah Rapha, God, your healer. Jehovah Shalom, God, your peace. Do you need to know every name? No, you need to know the name Jesus and speak it out tonight to him. Say, Lord, I say it with a holy heart. I want you, Jesus. I want more of you, Jesus. I want you for salvation. I want you for lordship. I want you to be Lord and Savior. I want you to be that friend that's so close. No one else can be closer. That's what I want. Tell him. Tell him. Have your personal, private conversation with the living God. Oh, he has more names. Resurrection and the life. Need some resurrection? He's the one. No one else has that name because no one resurrected. Muhammad didn't resurrect. Buddha didn't resurrect. None of the Hindu gods are alive anyway. Wood, stone, metal. He's the only one. The only one you need to know about. The only one you need to face up to and say, yes, I'm yours. And you can smile while he's convicting you because it's all good. He makes it all good. Even if there's some suffering from people persecuting you for being a Christian, it's all good. It's only temporary. And God says he will bless the persecuted. Wow. Can't go wrong. When you die, you get to go to be with him. While you're alive, you get to be with him. It's a win-win. Give him your heart. Give him your heart. All of it. Tonight. Tonight. September can be a beautiful month for you as he teaches you that he's alive and he'll activate those names in your life. You worry a lot? He's the Prince of Peace. You have a lot of burdens? He's the burden bearer. You need salvation? You need to go to heaven? You know you've never really invited him in? He's Savior. He's Redeemer. Whatever you need, he's the person. The only person in history that you need to pay attention to with heart attention. The rest you can keep up here in the gray matter, but with him, it's a heart relationship. Then you can hear him speaking. Wow. And guess what? You've come closer to him at a good time, because these are the beginning of the last days, we believe. And guess what? He promises to increase his communication with his sons and daughters. Joel 2, check it out. Acts 2. Joel 2 in the Old Testament, Acts 2 in the New Testament. He's going to increase the communication. Dreams, visions, pictures. Are you afraid of those? Ha! He promises them. Read the account of Christmas sometime. Dreams, visions, pictures, angels. You afraid of these things? They're not to be worshipped, but he gives them as a gift so you know he's real and powerful, and he guides you. He'll lead you with communication from him, whether it be a still small voice, the word of God, or whether it be dream, vision, a picture, a word. He'll release it to you. You're at the banqueting table. Go ahead and take that fruit off the table. It's part of your life. You want to be close to God? Then you take the first step. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you, he says. And it's not a big step you're taking. A movement towards him. Giving your whole life. And he immediately draws near to you. You don't have to impress him with jumping over the Empire State Building. You just take that step towards him, and he runs to you. That's how good of a father he is. So we want to see if you can hear his song now. Now that you're closer, you can hear his song, and then we'll have communion. Just, you know, that was a cue. Can you hear the song? It's your father singing, rejoicing over you, dancing over you. It's your father's song. Can you hear the song? It's your father singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your father's song. He is singing from the throne room, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the song? It's your father singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your father. Song go in to your spirit, pay attention. He is singing. I guarantee he is singing, rejoicing, dancing over you. It's the Father's song. He is singing from the throne room while Jesus is praying, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Singing light and joy.
peace. He's singing life. A new name in heaven. He loves his children. He sings life and joy and peace. Life and joy and peace. Has it been a while since you've had life and joy and peace? It's the Father's song. You life and joy and peace. He doesn't only sing it, he gives life and joy and peace. It's the Father's song. It's the Father's song. You might ask, where is that in the Bible? The name of the song is Zephaniah 17. Zephaniah 3:17. Look it up. Maybe it'll sing to you as you read it. I said that Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17. Let him sing it over you as you read it. He's bringing life and joy and peace, bringing life and joy and peace. He's bringing life, joy, and peace. Bringing life and joy and peace. Bringing life and joy and peace. Bringing life. Joy and peace. It's the Father's song. It's the Father's song. It's the Father's song.
Just as you're in the presence with the Father, as He's singing over you. He is just with you. He is covering you. He's saying, I love you, my child. You can come close to me because I love you. I want to be able to spend this time with you. I want you near me. And I was just reading Psalm 28 and just listening to David's words of praise to God in the midst of everything. And it just ties together all that we've been singing out and declaring tonight. It just says in the Passion Translation, I'm pleading with you, Yahweh, help me. Don't close your ears to my cry, for you're my defender. If you continue to remain aloof and refuse to answer me, I might as well give up and die. Hear my cry for help as I turn toward your mercy seat. As I lift my hands towards your sacred sanctuary, don't allow me to be punished along with the wicked, those hypocrites who speak sweetly to their neighbors' faces while holding evil against them in their hearts. Go ahead and punish them as they deserve. Let them be paid back for all their evil plans in proportion to their wickedness, since they don't care anything about you or understand the great things you've done. Take them down like an old building being demolished, never again to be rebuilt. But Yahweh, may your name be blessed and built up, for you have answered my passionate cry for mercy. Yahweh is my strength and my wraparound shield. When I fully trust in you, help is on the way. I jump for joy and burst forth with ecstatic, passionate praise. I will sing songs of what you mean to me. You will be the inner strength of all your people. Yahweh, the mighty protector of all and the saving strength for all your anointed ones. Save your people whom you love. Bless your chosen ones. Be our shepherd, leading us forward, forever carrying us in your arms. So, Father, we just thank you. We give you praise for who you are. As you're singing over us, we just return your praise back to you. Because you're so good, because you're our wraparound shield, because you're our strength, because you've answered our cry. Lord God, you've answered our cry with a Savior, with the one who has been anointed, the one who's laid his life down for us, the reason we can be before you, the reason that we can have ears open to hear your song over us, the reason we have strength. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our shepherd. We're the ones, the sheep, listening to your voice. Tonight, we just tuned our ears into the shepherd to hear you clearly and to see you rightly, Jesus. Just continue to pour out your love, Lord God. As we've done business with you, Lord, as we poured out our heart to you, Jesus, as we laid it all down before you, wherever we are with you, Lord, we're not perfect, but we're going after you, the one who is. So I thank you, Jesus, that in this place going after your heart, that we can just come in to this time of communion with you, as we've been communing with you all night, Lord. We just take the elements, those who have given their lives over to you, Jesus, who have laid down their lives completely and fully. We can step in and remember you. So there's elements under your seat if you want to take them tonight. just continue to go after Jesus. Continue to say, yes, I'm all in. Yes, I'm listening to you, my shepherd. I'm crying out to you. I'm listening to your song. I'm listening for the river. I'm listening for what you're doing. I'm here for it all. I lay myself down. I lay down what my heart cry is because of you, Jesus. Because of you. One of my favorite parts in this chapter just says, after David asks the Lord and is crying out for his enemies to be destroyed, he just says, but Yahweh, in all of it, but Yahweh, may your name be blessed and built up, for you have answered my passionate cry for mercy. So in the same moment that David is crying out to the Lord, he also knows that the Lord is answered. He has that faith in knowing who God is. He's had the eyes to be able to see, even before being able to enter into the throne room. Even before Jesus died on the cross, David had eyes to see who God was. And he had faith and he stood on that. Even when everything else around him gave him every reason not to. And so, Father, as we have let natural circumstances taint our eyes, clog our ears, Father, we just repent for that. And we just continue to cry out for your eyes, Jesus, for your ears, to see clearly, to hear clearly, and continue to go after you, Jesus. So, Father, we just sanctify your body and your blood tonight, that we can be in that right relationship with you, that we can go after you more and more and more. Thank you that you're just singing over us, and we can hear it so clearly and see you so rightly. We thank you for that access, Jesus. We thank you for your body, Lord God. Thank you that it was broken for us. And Lord, we thank you for your blood that you poured out for us. Nothing else we need but you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I sing praises to your name. Praises to your name. The name that's so much higher than all names. All honor to your name. Honor to your name.
the name that's so much greater than all names. Be lifted up. Be lifted.
I praise as to your name.
Praise as to your name. The name that's so much higher than all names. I sing praises to your name. Praises to your name, the name that's so much higher than all names. All honor to your name, honor to your name. The name that's so much greater than all names. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up, be lifted
higher. A testimony I want to give that came to me right before church started, actually. So we're in miracle territory. Miracles are happening all around us right now. And the enemy is trying to stop them because he's a punk. But I want to give a testimony of someone who called me. Someone that I've known for 30-some years, actually. And this person was really down. This person came and visited here. They don't go here. Came and visited in July. And I'm so glad I was here. Not in Mozambique. I'm so grateful. But their marriage, this person, okay, and person's spouse, was completely on the brink of collapse and destruction. Papers were going to be filed. One spouse was right there. And this person came very humbly here. I didn't know this person was going to show up. But I had prayed with this person and the other spouse several different times over the phone. Pastor Bill and I had attended their wedding, known him for a very long time. And this person cried out to the Lord for a miracle and was willing to just lay down and let God change everything. And I never heard back after that. But this person really, really was touched by God. He had an encounter with Holy Spirit, had an encounter with Jesus. So he wanted to call me tonight before we came here. I came here and he wanted to tell this person, wanted to tell me that everything changed from the time he was here. Everything. Because he gave it 100%. He was male, obviously. Gave it 100% over to the Lord. 100%. It looked totally hopeless for him. And he told me tonight that from that moment he left here. And he still has, you know, struggles and such. But on this side of that message, his wife turned because of that. Completely. And God flipped it upside down because of the humility on one side and the willingness on the other to listen to counsel, listen to Jesus, and just cry out to the Lord. And so they're experiencing a miracle right now. They're both telling each other they love each other, and they're both moving towards everything is stopped. It's been completely reversed. And I felt the Lord tell me back here, even at the end here, get up and share this because it's about me, not MP, me, the Lord. And so share it. So Father, we just give you glory tonight for that miracle testimony. And we thank you for the work that you're still doing in many lives that are being turned upside down right now because we're pouring ourselves out to you. And we're trusting in your faithfulness, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that that testimony came tonight and that person wanted me to know very clearly and to thank the Lord, thank me personally for being involved in their life, both spouses. So I just thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you, Lord, it's not about me, but it's about you using people, using people, using people. So I just thank you, Father, that that will continue. The miracle will unfold completely and that there will be nothing that will stop this turnaround. And that's on both ends, and that's where they both are. So I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you inspired me to share it tonight. And you told me to come up. So I thank you, God. I thank you for deep humility in this place. And I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your word. And when we say, let it be done unto me according to your word, it will be. So thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for the gratitude in this couple. And thank you, Father, that nothing, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you that you're singing over each one of us tonight. And Lord, we're believing that what we're standing for, that what you've told us to stand for, will come to pass because you're so faithful. We thank you, Father, that when you say, ask anything in my name and it shall be done, Father, we just call out your highest and your best will. And we thank you, which is your will. We thank you for what you're doing, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory for miraculous turnarounds, and some are contending right now. So if you're contending for anything in your life and you want God to touch you and speak to you and you want his power to come and race through you right now, just, you don't have to see it for anybody else, but you put your hand up to the Lord and the Lord will do it. But he's looking for great humility and he's looking for surrender to his way. So Father, let it be tonight in Jesus' name that, Father, when we ask according to your will and purpose, it shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for that right now. We call out your miracle working power for each person who has their hand raised to you. And we thank you, Father, for the turnarounds tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, may it be done unto me according to thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys.